The team struggled for more than two decades to bring a Pluto mission to life. But the effort was worth the time, because New Horizons turned out better than anyone could have dreamed.
This is Innovation Now.
A year after New Horizons made its historic flyby of Pluto, the last of the images are finally making their way back to Earth. But how accurate did the team have to be to get the spacecraft in position to capture Pluto in such stunning detail? Here's Alan Stern, principal investigator for New Horizons, to explain.
We wanted to fly through the shadows of Pluto and Charon, not because it's cool, but because we wanted to watch the sun rise and set through Pluto's atmosphere as a way of very sensitively determining the composition of the atmosphere. And that required us to fly through a box off the side of Pluto that was 100 kilometers tall and 60 kilometers wide, which sounds pretty big, except you're aiming from 3 billion miles away. And so somebody on the project did the math, and I checked it, and it's the equivalent of hitting a golf ball in LA all the way to New York and landing in a soup can. So that's how accurate we had to be in our aim.
Have a story idea for Innovation Now? Search us on Facebook and let us know. I'm Jennifer Pulley.
Innovation Now is produced by the National Institute of Aerospace through collaboration with NASA and is distributed by WHRV. Visit us online at innovationnow.us.